citrus growers participating in a survey estimated the percentage of their acres and trees that are infected by HLB and the percentage of yield they've lost to the disease. University of Florida economist Ariel Singerman reports.
The survey was conducted during Growers Day at TRC, and there were 76 participants who represented approximately 156,000 acres. And what they said is that 57% stated that 100% of their trees are infected. Another 24% said that they had an infection that went from 80 to 99%. So that makes a total of 81% of the acres infected with HLB.
How about turning to percentage of trees infected?
With respect to trees, the largest category, 49%, said that they have a rate of infection that goes from 80 to 99%, and 15% said that they have 100% of their trees infected.
You also looked at yield loss projected by the growers.
With respect to yield loss, the largest category was 47% who stated that the average percentage yield loss was between 40 and 60%.
Only a small percentage thought that they had very few trees infected, right?
Yes, 8% said that the average percentage yield loss was less than 20%.
You had, I think, 41% was the average estimated yield loss when you tallied all the numbers?
Yes, the average across all of the responses was 41% as an average percentage yield loss. 80% of the trees are infected across all the responses, and 90% of the acres are infected across.
What areas of the state by production areas thought they had the highest infection rates of HLB?
It is interesting that those from the Southwest stated that they have the largest percentage of acres infected, while those from the Ridge stated that they have the largest average percentage of trees infected. And so then when it came to the average percentage yield loss, there was a significant difference between what they stated. Those from the Ridge stated that they have on average a 45% yield loss, whereas those from the Southwest said it was 33%.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.